Commissioner's Court for Monday, March 9th, 2026, at 9 a.m. begins here.
Okay, this is the meeting of Franklin County Commissioner's Court. This is our regular meeting on that day of March 2026, 9 a.m. in the county courtroom. Mount Vernon, Texas. Randy, would you lead us in the word?
Yes. Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful day, for your presence and our lives, and just for the opportunity to be together today. We just ask as we care for the business of the court and for the county that you give us wisdom and direction this morning. We ask it all in Christ's name.
Amen. Amen. All right, we do our pledge of allegiance. Come to the U.S. flag first.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Anybody? All right, Scott Smith may be a little late. He may not be here today. We had an incident that they had to go to the hospital now, so we're praying for them too. So make sure everything's okay with him. But he may be here. All right, we'll go to agenda item number one, considering and take action to approve minutes from February 23rd, 2026 regular session. Everything good on that?
Or
will. Okay.
Second.
Okay, got a motion to second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have. Number two, audit claim against the county and authorize their payments. Thanks.
The amount submitted for your approval is $399,232.07.
Okay, any questions over there?
We have a motion. I move to pay the claims against the county and authorize their payments.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number three, record certificate of completion for 2026 T-TAC cybersecurity training for Scott Lee, Stephen Toos, and Matt Holtz.
Judge.
That's so recorded, so I'm done. Number four, consider and take action to approve release of surety bond for Terracon Consultants, Precinct Two, and I think that did Scott have one also?
Yes, it's just I don't know that they was. I think they're through down there, but they didn't get in on.
Okay, this is just releasing them, correct?
Mm-hmm.
No big deal on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Any motions to approve that?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. A motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number five, consider and take action to approve agreement between Net REMA and Franklin County for NETEX feasibility study. We had a regular meeting the other day. We do not need to take action on this. Net REMA was going to spend $75,000 to do a study on the railroad, but we have now finalized as of Thursday a new rail operator, and I've gone blank who it is, but they did their own study already, and they know what needs to be fixed, and they're fixing to spend millions of dollars on our railroad. And apparently, there's a thing called a Chrissy Grant that the state sends out, and I think it's part federal also. And every time that this rail company has applied for it, they're five for five. They have a lot of, matter of fact, they got one of their people on the board, in my understanding, so they'll probably get this, and it's worth about $30 million. So they're estimating the cost to fix the whole railroad about $50 million. So, but they're willing to do it. But we gave them a 99-year lease with things. If they don't, you know, there's certain situations in there. If they don't do it, then we can get out of the contract. But everybody that's ever worked at this company is really good. They're a Texas-based company, so we do like that. So,
good morning.
So we're not going to take action because we no longer need that. I'm going to let NRMA know that. They were going to talk to them also, saying, you know, there is an interlocal agreement with them. If we don't have to do an interlocal agreement, I don't want to do anybody. This is necessary. All right, let's go to number six. Consider and take action to approve countywide cleanup dates. Do we have dates for that yet?
Well, we don't have dates, but just
be aware, we started to do it the first Friday, but first Friday is Good Friday, mm-hmm. so we need to go the next weekend, or the weekend before, or the week before. So April 3rd is Good Friday. So that'll be Easter weekend.
Do it the last full week of March.
Mm-hmm. You know, we started to go and put dates in there, and I said, let them decide whichever way you want to do it.
You talking about 23 to 28?
Yeah. You got to take two Saturdays in. Remember, we start on the Saturday.
21st to the 28th.
Whenever that is.
Yeah.
I'll have my phone in here.
Ricky, you going to be able, I think I saw you back there. Are you going to be able to be there on Saturdays and everything? I think that. Can y'all help them out during the week?
If they need us.
And I don't know if Roger will be back by then either, really.
That's this month or next month?
This month.
Okay.
Yeah, Roger will be back, will he?
Roger will be back the 25th.
Okay.
We may be able to help if he gets back. I was just me and Dennis.
Yes. Yeah. Y'all can help
him. Yeah, look at that.
All right, so you want it to the 21st to the 28th, correct?
Okay.
Excluding
that
Sunday.
Right? Yeah, excluding Sunday, but it's two, it includes two Saturdays, correct?
Yes, 21st.
Okay. That's what we always try to do.
21st.
Excluding the 22nd. Okay. On Sunday.
Excluding 22nd. Sunday.
Yeah, we're trying to look and make it to where it was the first Friday and the last Friday in October, and it just never worked. We looked a couple of years in advance, and we're just going to have to name it every year. There's no way to just say it's going to be the first or last week.
Okay. Is that a motion that we do those days? Somebody?
I make a motion to do it the 21st to the 28th, countywide cleanup.
And excluding the 22nd.
Excluding the 22nd.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Nobody opposed. Number seven, consider and take action to approve library policy changes. Lisa, you are up.
Yeah, put in your mailboxes the policy changes that have been approved by the library board. And if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer.
And Landon was good with the changes?
Landon was very, very helpful in my southern writing. He specialized it a little bit. So yes, he looked at it. In fact, he's looking at our entire policy. We try to do policy if any additions or changes need to be made once a year in January, but have Landon a little extra time to look.
Okay. Anybody any questions? Nothing really just massive standing out?
No. It's just some changes and additions that we needed to make. I guess the big one is the digital collection that we, same as kids checking out books, you know, at the library, that parents need to be responsible for what they're checking out.
And no bathing in library, I see here.
Huh? Yes.
Oh, goodness. That's bad you gotta put some.
There's a reason for every policy.
There's always a reason.
Yeah. We are actually next Monday. We have a group called Northeast Texas Librarians, and we're meeting in Mount Pleasant to do the morning an AI conference. And in the afternoon, we're all going to sit down and go over our policies, because as the library world changes, we've got to stay on top of everything. So there may be more to come. But I'm very proud of our policy. We're very, very proud of our policy. So some libraries just don't have, you know, some of them don't have anything on paper, you know, and you just, nowadays you just have to.
But Landon's okay with it?
Yes.
You're okay
yes.
with it? So, did you need a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the library policy changes.
Second.
Okay, a motion and second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it.
Thank you.
Number eight, consider and take action to approve financing for the Spartan Esplanade Pumper on a Metro Star chassis and equipment for the Mount Vernon Fire Department, and a 2025 TOINE chassis for South Franklin Volunteer Fire Department. Do we have them?
Which we've already paid for. We've already paid the down payment for the South Franklin. So all we're waiting on now is to get the fire truck for the countywide. And once that happens, then the financing will be. And I'm going to go ahead and call and get that started, because we've got the amounts and I don't think they'll change. Because it'll take about 45 days for us to.
Fire chief has texted and apologized for not being here. They had, for some reason, had a department head meeting at the same time with the commissioner's court city, so he wasn't able to be here this morning.
No, he couldn't be here.
But he said if there are any questions, let him know, he'll run over here real fast.
Because he's it's gone to the second phase, from what I understand, to be a, to do a build out, and it didn't have to go to Houston. I think it went to Maybank.
I kind of heard that it was probably going to be a little quicker than what
yes,
they estimated.
We're looking at maybe two
the second time.
Instead of 4 to 6.
Yeah,
but we're setting okay on everything.
Correct. Yes. So that's why I went ahead and put this on there, so we could go ahead and get that started, so we'd be ready to go when it was delivered or ready to be delivered.
Y'all need to ask him any questions? Do I need to call him, or y'all okay with everything? We've discussed this about 15 times.
At least.
I think we probably had all answers to the thing.
The only thing, I did forward an email to you guys that y'all will need to be thinking about the lettering and stuff that you want on there. I thought he's probably going to be here this afternoon to discuss that at the workshop at 2 o'clock, right?
Yes, I forgot about that, yes.
I did too until all ago, and I see any agenda.
We'll see a lot of y'all later, won't we? Okay. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second. Okay, got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? We got it. Number nine, consider and take action to approve a burn ban. Mine was just for 7 days, but after that, we have to have commissioner's court approval. I drove all around yesterday, and the grass is beautiful green. Like, I can't believe.
Gorgeous.
After Wonder Rain, how. So, I mean, it's still, it's whatever y'all want to do. I mean, we can put this on every time if y'all want to, if it comes up, if y'all want to do it right now. I know that people are really happy to get a burn ban on, and they are just as happy to get it off. It's amazing to watch people scream at you because you're not doing it fast enough, and they didn't warn it off real fast.
Did anybody happen to look and see where we were? As a big scheme of things on the, what is it, Texas
Forest Service?
I have not.
Thank you. I haven't think of a time I needed to do.
But we didn't put it up to the 7 days off and everything, because I had Saturday ball game, whatever that was we were at. I had to get on there and sit the 7 days up because the sheriff even texted me, are we on? If that's only good for you. I said, 7 days is up, you can burn. And so I put that out there real fast. And still got calls, because a lot of everybody's got Facebook. So
we got quite a bit of rain, and then I mean they're giving tents today and a big tent tomorrow and Wednesday. So
okay, so you just want to wait until the next meeting, or if something pops back up, I can
I think you would now. Warm temperatures, rain, green grass,
yeah. All right. So we will not take any action on the burn thing right now. Melissa, where you got up? I know y'all want to discuss.
Yeah, I brought
Wade. Who's Wade? Who's he working for?
I'm just kidding.
Wade?
So last week I get a call from Melissa about some properties out in the Pelican subdivision. I guess evidently the young lady came and visited with the court last week or two. I just wanted to give the court an update on what's going on there. First, we've got, obviously there's some significant properties there that are delinquent on their taxes. Most of these parcels are small lots with very low appraised value, and the tax amounts, while some of them are significant, many of them are just, the reason it adds up to a total amount that's significant is because we have so many lots with a little bit on each one. So I just wanted to come and assure the court that we are pushing those properties. It's hard when you have a property that maybe said maybe owes $300 in taxes and you have 200 of them. Obviously, that's going to add up, but each one individually has to be handled as an individual case, which means $300 in filing fees, another $100 to get the person served. So you turn a $300 delinquency into a $1,000 case real quick. And that's assuming we are able to actually locate the defendant for each one and that it's not one of 35 great-grandkids that, you know, that granddad bought the land in 1961 and this is just how it turned out. So I want to assure the court that we are working. There's 114 properties in one case that we've already filed. That's the Miss. If anybody knows Miss Kildorf, she's the one that owns all those. We have tried to get her served. She's evaded service. She's deliberately avoided any effort to try to make right on the payments. So if anybody knows her, maybe you could tell her that she needs to step up and do what's right and get the county and the school district paid. We have another 75 properties that are we're lining up to try to get suits filed on. Again, there's a considerable amount of work and research that has to be done before we can get to that. We sometimes will file suits on properties that that we know are not going to result in any payment to the entities based on the small amount of the property taxes that are owed. But we have to be real careful about that because the clerk's office can only handle so many lawsuits in a month or a year. And so, you know, we don't want to file 100 lawsuits of $300 properties because what's going to happen is we'll get the judgment, may or may not sell the property. If we don't sell it, the entities get it struck off to them, which means now it's our problem, our being the entities. So we just, it's a delicate balance of how aggressively we can pursue those small value parcels and at the same time do what needs to be done about collecting the taxes. So rest assured we're trying. It was interesting once we got looking into it. Ms. Marbot, I think, is the the POA person that handles things out there. She was actually hadn't paid her taxes since 2017. So, you know, this is a situation where sometimes it's people have left the globe and there's no way to find out who really is responsible for paying them. Sometimes the people have fallen on hard times and just haven't been able to keep up. Sometimes people just don't care. So we don't have any way of knowing which is which between those. So we try to collect the ones that are most collectible. The problem is we can only file so many cases in a year. If I'm filing on $300 cases, then there's $30,000 cases that are not getting filed on. And so it's a situation where we try to maximize the effort for all the entities, but at the same time, we understand that there's, you know, there's things that need to be moved. When you have a property that hasn't gotten their taxes paid in 20 years, something needs to happen, even if it's only $1,300. So we're trying. One of the things that we are implementing, I'm going to change topics real quick. We talked to Melissa last week about starting what we have done in a couple of other counties. We've tested it in some of the larger counties, Kaufman County, Smith County, and that's doing texts for the delinquent taxpayers. Not in a harassing manner, but just that it would be a text that we send out based on our investigation of the phone numbers that we were able to find for the delinquent taxpayers. And the text is very professional. It has our logo on it. It's not asking them to send money to us or anything. It basically says, hey, this is Linebarger. You've been identified as being delinquent on your property taxes. Here's the number you need to call, or if you wish to pay by remote, here's the link that you can pay. The number actually directs them to our call center at the law firm. So we screen and handle all the calls that we can. There is an option for the taxpayer to opt out if they choose not to be contacted further. That's something that we will honor. But at the same time, if it's something we can't handle at the firm level, we will refer them directly over to the local office here in Tyler. And if we can't deal with that ourselves, then obviously we'll come and try to arrange some kind of a disposition with the tax office. So we're excited about the text. I'm excited to try it here because we've had success, large success with it in the larger counties. So now I want to see if it's going to work in the smaller populations too. So other than that, we've got another single taxpayer that it's Exxon, whatever entity they have chosen to be called by. We are almost ready to file suit, and now they've changed their name for the entity. So we have to basically start over with the party research every time that happens. So just be aware that we are trying. Particularly, we generally work the highest value accounts first and more aggressively, and that's what we're doing. But so there may be $100,000 sitting out there that every time we get a setback, we essentially take it's one step forward and then two or three steps backwards. So, but if there are any questions, I mean, I'm here. You guys, I know Scott, I know Judge has my cell phone number. You guys all may also, but anytime you need anything, just give me a call. Richard Brand also is available. We got Jill.
Did y'all, I know y'all, did you go y'all with Richard the other day out there?
We did. We also took the POA lady.
Miss Marbot?
Yes, sir. She went with us. So.
It's kind of a mess, isn't it?
By the way, in fairness to Miss Marbot, as soon as we reminded her that her tax was going to be changed, yes. Okay.
sometimes one screen will allow it
to. Right. But unless did I forget anything I said I would talk about?
No.
Okay, good.
Well, we appreciate what you did.
Yeah, you bet. Again, and I'll come back anytime y'all need me to.
We have a tax sale next month.
Here, okay. Joe, you'll probably do something. Thank you. Anybody else?
You bet.
All right. Well, thanks, Boyd.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, sir. All right. Y'all got anything else? Buildings or anything? Am I forgetting anything, Marla?
Mm-hmm. Everything else we'll talk about this afternoon.
Okay.
I have a list.
Okay. All right, 2 o'clock, second. We'll just have a little workshop and go over that stuff. All right.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye. All right, thank you all for showing up. I think that sounded pretty good.